is Guy Murray interviewing, and it's September the 8th, 1976. Mm-hmm. Okay. And your name is?
Trix. Well, Trix is an initial, a nickname. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Camel is the only name I have. Mm-hmm.
And you live where?
On Wall Point. I was born and raised in B-15. And my daddy built a house in Ghent in 1904.
And
he and mother both passed away there.
You live near what town now?
Ghent, G-A-N-T-T, that's a little town down there.
And that's near what? The county?
New Andalusia.
Mm-hmm. And in what county are you living?
Covington County, B-15.
Mm-hmm. And the state is?
Huh?
What state now?
Alabama.
Okay. And let's see. Where were you born?
In B-15, out on the homestead, 2 miles north of Ghent.
Mm-hmm. 2 miles north of Ghent. And what was your occupation?
Mechanic, automotive mechanic.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
76 years old. Born 1900, August the 20th.
Hmm. I was born on August 9th, 1950, 50 years later.
Yeah.
And are you a member of any church or organizations or civic clubs, anything like that?
Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
First Baptist Church in Ghent.
Mm-hmm. Are you a member of any kind of clubs or organizations or anything?
No, I never did join the Masons. Or my daddy was a Mason. And I never did join.
Mm-hmm. And you tell me something about your education, how far you went to school and where you went to school and so forth.
I went to a little one-room school in Ghent till I was grown, and I went a couple of years in Andalusia. Went in the 8th grade and finished the 8th and the 9th grade. Mm-hmm. And they had only 11 grades then, so I was just two grades shy of high school.
Mm-hmm. You said you went to the one-room school. Where was that located?
In Ghent, and then I went to Andalusia. Mm-hmm. In 16 and 17. Mm-hmm. And I went in 1918, I didn't start the school because the 18 to 45 draft came out and got me, see. And the 11th of September, they called on the 18 to 45, and I was 18 August the 20th. And the 11th of September, the 18 to 45 draft came out, and the 11th of November, the armistice was signed.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get to go to World War I, and I was too old for World War II.
I guess you lucked out then, pretty lucky.
Yeah, well, I was pretty lucky.
Yeah, because a lot of folks didn't make it through those wars.
That's right.
The school's a lot different then than it is now.
I wouldn't think it's, well, since they've changed all this teaching up, I can't understand. Can't help none of the children because they've changed up the way of teaching so much.
Can you tell me some of the ways they've changed it?
I don't know how. I don't know anything about this last, but the first in math and stuff like that, gee, I don't understand the math now.
Mm-hmm.